If you read books like I drink beers, you may have a reading problem. This is the perfect pour.
Stop reading till all hours of the night. You get up in the morning, you got this read hangover. Like, my brain hurts. Why did I read? And I have that one more chapter. I just damn you, past Mikey. Why did you just have to read one more chapter? Then I left the book just half open, passed out on the floor.
Oh. Man,
and the wife sees me and like, oh god,
the aroma's escaping.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, look at the chapter you're reading, huh? Oh, nice.
Okay. She's like, don't you already have that book? Oh, no, this is a variant. No, this is a blue cover.
Look at the cover. And there's a chapter that we got re-edited. So I obviously had to buy this and read it again. Welcome to The Perfect Pour! It's a show for beer drinkers that like the craft beer, indie beer, and like to hang out and have fun with it. And that's the thing we do is do that. We have fun and hanging out with beer and talking about the beer we drank last week and the beer we're looking out for to be drinking. And our listeners participating in the show, we're pro listener participation. We tell them to call us and let us know what the hell they're doing with their beer.
What the hell?
I am Mikey.
The Nick.
Matt is not here. This is one of those, he may show up just like, hey, I'm here, kind of episodes. Or he just may never show up. So because of the beer industry, Matt is held up because of the damn beer industry. Running the Tioga Sequoia Tap Room Beer Garden in downtown Fresno, takes its toll on the podcast. So.
The curse of the service industry life.
Damn, service industry.
I love gold!
What do you got?
Oh, man. I tailgated with a monkish, Belgian-ish dark strong ale. That was nice. Haven't had a Belgian in a while, but now, thanks to the market, I'm having a Renhaus Brewing Company Older Dog West Coast IPA.
Older Dog. Wait, what? Renhaus?
Renhaus.
The Phoenix Brewer, Renhaus?
From Prescott. Phoenix, Prescott.
They got a new tap room in Prescott, north of Phoenix.
Yeah. Oh, it was a collab
with
Virgin
who?
Beer.
With Virgin?
Berry.
And the market has this?
And the market has this.
Two breweries that we cannot get here at all. Their collab. Of the oddest thing, somehow their collab beer shows up here, but their regular beer, neither one of their regular beers show up here, but somehow their collab did. Explain that.
Nah. You don't need regular beer. You get collab only.
That doesn't make any sense to me, but okay. Must be some sort of distribution quirk.
Distribution error. Have an error in the books. The best of both worlds.
So what do you think? What is it? What style is this?
It says West Coast. It's mildly...
It's kind of hazy.
Yeah. It's not chunky pulp hazy. I mean, it's unfiltered maybe at best. Just says West Coast. Urban House. Clear Lane, Prescott. So this is from the Prescott location.
All right. It looks cool. And it says,
cheers.
I was texting Trent about, I saw that, and I was like, dude, Renhaus has Prescott location now.
Dude.
And he's like, well, now you have to come here.
Yeah. Damn it.
So may have to check that out. My next Phoenix visit.
I'll see if I could do some Googling to figure out what's going on in here. It's really dry. It is not juicy at all.
No juice. Well, I was
smoky.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I had opened up on the tailgating a old Rush Hour breakfast stout from Tioga Sequoia Brewing Company. I believe this was supposed to go to Radar. Matt gave me some beer that he wanted to send to Radar, but he gave it to me, which is a mistake because I just never send beer out. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'll get to that. And then it just sat in the fridge forever. So Radar, Matt wanted to send you beer and then poorly chose to entrust it with me to send out. And that just didn't happen. So I am barrel scraping this episode. I am an old Rush Hour stout, and now I'm on to, which actually wasn't bad. Turned out fine.
Yeah.
I'm on to this new one here.
I love gold!
I believe this is probably Wazoo. I apologize if not. Spider City Brewing Company, this from Oregon, goes. It is a kaffir lime sea salt. Goes.
Wow.
You can tell I'm scraping when I'm opening up goes beers on my own.
Digging.
There is not 1 ounce of pale or IPA anywhere near that fridge right now.
Oh, no.
Yesterday, I kind of got frustrated the fact that I didn't have beer in there, and I had all these old beers that I just saved for emergencies, and if somebody comes over that doesn't care about old beer but just wants beer, and I was just like, fuck this, and I just cleaned it all out, opened them up, and drain poured them all, and put them in the recycling, and so I have zero beers right now, zero. Personal beers. All there is left at the moment is some old cellar beers for the perfect pour that
big one
blowing through. So
all triples for Mikey.
And that's a nice goes. It's not a little tart, but I don't like anything tart. But it's all right. It's drinkable. If I'm going to have a goes, I'll be fine with this. So let's get to going with the show as we wait for the possible. I don't know that all these episodes that we have, like, hope for Matt to show up, I don't know that he has ever. Please, listener, correct me if I'm wrong, but you never know. What's got it? There's a first time for everything. Nick, do you have some culture? Looking out for beers or culture for us to chew on, to drink on?
Me first, I'm shocked.
You first. You go.
Me first, and the gimme.
Abs, very dangerous. You go first.
Sadly, I don't have much, other than real life experiences. Spoiler for Ben Caught, we actually had a road trip over the weekend and found Sculpin out in the wild, on draft.
Look, son, wild Sculpin.
Sculpin. What? Wild Sculpin.
Oh, look at that. Run right across the road. Wild Sculpin.
Wild Sculpin. Is
that Sculpin that fished that? Shut up, son. Trying to make a bit here.
Turn that dome light off. It's illegal.
Really annoying. But I need the reading. Damn it, you and your reading. You stay up all night reading.
Learned about watching you.
Learned about watching you. Brick in the from the middle. Shout out to Brick from the middle. Always reading. It's all the kid wants to do is read.
Yes.
And the dad, Mike, is like, dude, could you do something other than reading?
No.
So, you got a road trip in.
That's yeah. First road sculpins. Trip in quite a while.
Apparently, we're going to hear about some sculpins later.
Yeah, found sculpin. Also, eating out in the wild in general.
Whoa,
restaurants, you know, they've, because of the old C word, we've noticed they've narrowed. The menus are not as vast as they used to be.
Yeah, yeah.
The beer selection is slimmed down. We went to Yard House in particular over the week. And not only was their beer list a third of what it used to be, you know, they used to have the big binder of 100 beers. And now it's still down to like a page. Yikes. But they're also focusing on the house beers and, you know, the local things coming back. I noticed a lot of local breweries, local.
This was
close proximity.
Which one was this? Yard House, was it? What town?
This is in Fresno.
Oh, this is Fresno. Oh, that's disappointing. Yeah.
So lots of Tioga, lots of Dust Bowl, lots of Firestone. Couple Barrel House selections. I have no clue who's doing their house beers right now. We used to always know. Yeah.
It's been Firestone in the past. I think it was an LA brewer that was doing it for a little bit. But now I have no idea.
Yeah. But they got house beers.
Wow, that's kind of disappointing. Now,
I mean, it was all right. I found a good Dust Bowl beer I've been wanting to try.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just the whole point of Yard House is that like 100 different beers.
Yeah.
But at least if they're going to go small, at least they're choosing wisely and heavy local.
Heavy. Keep it fresh.
Fresh.
Keep them freshies.
Freshies.
Got, it's not been caught drinking.
Yeah. Come on, man. You just love that been caught drinking. You got to put it everywhere in the show.
I'm going to sprinkle it everywhere. Sprinkle throughout the show. Couple of looking out fours from probably going to be my brewery of the year again this year, Bike Dog Brewing.
Wow.
New normal.
Early front runner.
New normal is their West Coast IPA, 6.8%. And Feel the Lightning, a double IPA from them. Oh, never mind. Hazy double. I'm out. Just kidding. Just the one.
Got to try it.
They got some new swag. They got hats now.
Ooh.
I think Bike Dog has a membership called The League.
Okay.
You get special stuff. Still have never been there. Looking forward to going there one day.
Oh, okay. I never hear anything about Bike Dog's tap room. Like, I never see it. On social media, they're here when they talk about it. That's pretty weird.
I wouldn't know much unless the market carried them, which they carry quite a few selections from there.
I'm sure Wazoo knows all about it.
All about it.
All about it. All right. Well, I know Nick's looking forward to being caught drinking, but we'll get there. We'll get there soon enough.
Got lots to tell.
A couple of listener inspired looking out fours, Hops underscore Hound, has a couple looking out fours that I concur with. One is the Chutes in Stone. The Chutes Brewing in Oregon and Stone Brewing in the San Diego.
And not Oregon.
Not Oregon. They collabed with a beer called Let's Be Homies, a hazy IPA that's brewed with honey.
Oh, no.
I'll try that. You can get, if you're in California, you can get that shipped to you if your town doesn't get it. Otherwise, you just got to hope for some distribution where you're at. And another one, Weldworks, Colorado's Weldworks, a Nelson heavy DDH Juicy Bits. IPA.
Oh, shit.
Juicy Bits is good. And this one's a Nelson, yeah. Nelson. It's not exclusive, not single hop Nelson, but it features Nelson. So I love Nelson when it's featured.
It's like it could return next season, but maybe not.
So
what's it? I cannot think of another hazy Nelson. Has that ever happened before?
Seems like it should have, right?
It seems like it should have, but Nelson is pretty hard to get a hold of. Like, would you want to waste it on a hazy beer?
You won't waste your Nelson on a hazy? Wait, nuts?
Yeah.
Well, Nelson's already kind of a little bit hazy. This goes is giving me heartburn. I might stop drinking it. Goze. You say Goze. Goze or goes?
Goes B.
Go C. Go C. Go C.
Go C.
Something I wrote about, so the Drinking and Thinking listeners will be like, I already heard this one, but Perfect Pour, not all the Perfect Pour listeners read Drinking and Thinking, so.
No?
Yeah, so the Beer Babe put out there, I want to be inspired by beer again. Any tips on how to get my mojo back? And I took all the replies and sort of filtered it down and figured out the best way to start loving beer again, if you're getting sort of like tired of beer and just like, nothing's really inspiring me anymore. I've put together the top things to do to fall in love with beer again.
Wow.
And, first is to drink some of your old favorite beers and really spend some time with them. Not just like have one, not just go like, all right, I'll have a Sierra Nevada and then be done. Like really like get a 12 pack of it and just like hang out with it for a while or whatever your favorite old beers were, even if they were not indie or something, just like, yeah, reset your palate. Kind of what we talk about on the show a lot. So reset your palate.
Fell in love with it.
By just drinking all your good old stuff. And even drink, and drink different style. Like just try some styles you never try. Like it's like a style. You're just like, I'm not going to fuck that style. Like me with Belgian inspired. Like Gozes. Just do some weird styles and drink beers you've never would think to drink before. That kind of falls into the palate resetting, but it's a little different. Don't overthink your beer. Just go out and enjoy yourself around people drinking beer and don't like think about it. Like, I want to try this new one. Or just order a beer and just like stop over.
That's a hobby of mine.
Yeah. Stop thinking of it as a hobby. Just don't overthink it. Don't worry about checking it on the board. Although you should worry about checking it on the on that board.
Badges. You need the badges. You
need the badges. Maybe brew beer. Maybe do some little home brewing if you don't homebrew.
Wow. Just
try that out.
An idea.
Or just take a break. Take an actual break from beer. Or alcohol in general, but just like beer, just like, I'm going to just drink whiskey. Oh my God. It's happened.
It's happened.
Matt has joined in late. We were talking about how we don't think all the times we promote that, like, hey, Matt might join us. Don't hang up. Matt might join the call.
Yeah,
it never happens. Well, look at this. It's happened. He's here. Trust us. He's here. No, he's out. He's like, not later. He actually left. Oh, damn it, Matt.
Wow. You know, you were setting yourself up for that one.
Damn it.
You walked right into that cardboard right into box that one. By a stick.
That is a that is a rookie podcaster mistake right there. Well, Matt, would you like to share any looking out fors or culture items?
Yes, I saw someone post. I'm literally just like. Came in the door, took off my socks. My feet still
your
smell.
Jacket isn't even off. And we're like, dude,
yeah.
Good podcasting.
But I saw someone posted in the forum, Weldworks Juicy Bits Nelson looking out for.
Yes.
Agreed. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. This
is brand new news.
Nelson.
Good. And you should never look for it.
Nick thinks you shouldn't haze Nelson beers. Do you agree with this? Is this something...
I could go either way because unfiltered Nelson could taste better.
Oh.
Some people arguing that, so maybe if a beer is clarified but not filtered, you would have the full hop potential. But there are some people that argue the type of filtering could affect how the hops come through. So
yeah, don't ruin my hops.
So I guess it would be like the difference of cold brew where you just, you know, you put the beans in the water and then you filter it out afterwards versus like a, you know, paper filter. No, that doesn't really work. It's different. Some people say it just like the person that likes the beer from the keg versus
the can.
The keg tastes better.
Keg beer.
They're both cans. They're both
bring
cans.
Back bottles.
Oh, you like metal vessels. You like beer from cans? I'm a keg beer guy.
You just like bottles because the beer gets skunked quicker.
Bring back bottles.
I love skunk.
I love skunky Nelson.
Oh, and did you guys talk about Belching Beaver?
No.
No.
So the one location I've been to in North Park, they are going to do a temporarily closing of it.
Boo!
And they said, well, that was their first expansion outside of the original brewery, and they've opened other locations since, and there's another one on the way that... They felt the North Park could use, they use the term that there's other breweries that have shown up in the area and they look like a shiny penny, and they want this location to also be a shiny penny now. So what they're going to do is they're going to install this bookcase that rotates, and when it rotates, people are able to pass through. And it goes into an additional 1,500 square foot place, and that will have their seltzers featured. So it'll be like a speakeasy seltzer bar.
They're hiding all the seltzer drinkers away. Like, well, what are we going to do? How are we going to make more money? Well, seltzers. Okay, but I don't want to look at them. I get that you want to have seltzer drinkers, but I want to sit here behind my bar and look at seltzer drinkers. So what are you going
to
do?
I look at it the other way. If I want to have a seltzer, I don't want to listen to guys arguing about whether Nelson needs to be filtered or not.
Hey, you joined that seltzer? Wait, look at this Nelson. Hey. Do you think it should have been filtered?
I think he's making fun of us.
No, he's not. We couldn't make fun of us. That's not possible.
We're in the seltzer room.
I think it's nobody wants us to be seen drinking seltzer. So you gotta hide away. Sauna. You're like, hey, you come into the bar, the barkeep. Come on down here.
Mikey's accent on this one, but he'll know what I'm getting at. But he'll be like, filtering Nelson, for it or again it?
For it do that? Or again it? It's me, Red Frank. I've been waiting to get on a podcast for a long time. Dorktown has not been around for so long, and I'm so lonely.
Oh, no.
For it or again it?
Being lonely?
Yeah. All right, for it. I get it. I'm for it. I like being lonely.
But they said that a speakeasy was not enough. They said this location needs food. So what is the best type of food to have in a brewery, in your guys' opinion? Just one style.
Ooh, one style of food?
It could be like appetizers. It could be
pizza.
Certain grouping of foods.
Pizza.
Sliders.
Pizza. Sliders. Yep. Mm-hmm. I do agree with sliders.
Pizza covers because you can do all the things. You can have a gluten-free pizza. You can have veggie pizza. You can have meat pizza. You can have simple cheese pizza for kids.
Yeah. So sliders are the same way.
You can have one thing.
You could have the cheese. You could have the bread. That fits all categories.
Chicky sliders, pulled pork sliders, beefy sliders.
Your slide is cheeky. Your slide is a bit cheeky.
Cheeky monkey.
Do you have some cheeky sliders? You know, one's a little bit funny, but maybe a little bit naughty too. A little cheeky.
So I look forward to the renovations.
Potato patty sliders, breakfast sliders.
What the hell? All right.
Like, take some hash brown
sliders.
Make a hash brown patty.
Yeah, put some meat one on there. I'm all right.
Put a slice of bacon. Get a breaky breakfast slider.
I will say the hash browns that the brother had at the diner last week looked amazing.
Yeah, that was good. They were good hashies.
Oh, jeez. So crispy
on the outside.
Hide your
nice and soft in the middle.
Hide your seltzer drinkers. That's what the new trend is. That's what I got from that.
hide them
away.
Give them a safe space from people that argue about filtering Nelson Hop.
Safe space for seltzer drinkers. No, it's hiding them away. You don't want them out there mixing with your beer drinkers or real people. All right. Well, anything else, Matt?
Yeah, we're good.
All right. There was one last item to get your mojo back for a beer. And that is, and just what we've been talking about right now is get some food pairings going with your beer. Like hardcore, get into the pairing style. Like, pair the right pizza with your right style of beer. You like, get a charcuterie board going. Real nice charcuterie board going. They get that going over there at the Knicks over there. on the Fridays. They'll get a nice charcuterie board going.
Oh, yes. All the meats and cheeses.
Meats, cheeses. Olives? Do you put olives in your board?
At times, yes.
Pickles?
Nah.
Fruits? Any fruits?
Watermelon is a fruit of choice at the moment, but usually it's pineapple.
Okay. Strawberries on a charcuterie board?
Oh, strawberries, yeah. Yeah, strawberries, grapes. Finger fruits, mm-hmm. if that's a thing.
Sounds good. I'll be there.
Yeah. Once in a while, a nice onion dip. You never know.
After the It'll Grow Back show at La Maison.
What about an all dip bar?
I paid premium money to get in there. All dips.
All dips. All chips, all dips.
All chips, all dips. All the dips.
All the dips. Everything from onion to hummus.
Yep.
All of tapenade.
Yep. I'm there. Salsas.
Salsa. Gotta have a few salsa choices. Mango, pico de gallo.
Yeah. I'll just make, like, I'll just for make
you,
the
gross avocado fans.
Yeah. You think guac is gross?
Yes, guac is gross.
Wow. I'm not a fan of straight avocado either, but a heavy salsa mix guacamole, I'm good. Oh, I'm in on that.
A chunk. Huh?
Yeah, give me a good, like, at least half salsa, half guacamole, half salsa. That's good.
So you like the equivalent of a hazy guacamole.
Yep. Like a real hazy guacamole or a real hazy salsa. I don't know which one you want to pick. But
haze my salsa.
Haze my salsa, please. Boop, boop, boop. Have you gotten a chance to have a beer, Matt? You have a beer with you? Enjoying a beverage?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, what is it? What is it?
Seltzer,
bro.
I'll tell you when I get the second one because I don't have the can in front of me.
All right.
Oh, damn it!
It's in my Yeti.
In all our Yetis,
we call that the cold beer.
Will you talk about beer and tell me your drive?
This is the time when the listeners take over the show. Voicemails, emails, all the things you can do to get on the show, we accept. We accept them all. Just keep them as brief as you can. That's about the only rule. And try not to do. Just don't do more than two. That's it. Then we'll hear what you have to say. You can leave us a voicemail on our voicemail line. That is a 24/7. Voicemail line. Even when we're sleeping, the voicemail is working. 559-492-0542. That is for all the podcasts of the Dorktown Collective of Podcasts, but pretty much the Perfect Poor listeners take that over. You can also just record something on your phone and send that file to perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com, or you can just send a regular ass email to that email and then we'll read it. But we're gonna start with traditional voicemails this week, and it's from
wrong number.
Wait, I want to see, is that a real wrong number? I'm gonna look at this number because it doesn't have a name, it's just the number. So I'm thinking, is this a Perfect Poor listener? I want to see if they've called before. Or is this an actual wrong number? Or is this the Perfect Poor listener being funny? I don't see it in the history. That might be an actual wrong number. He sounded kind of like Chew, though, but that's not Chew's number.
Oh, wait, wrong number.
I mean, who makes it all the way through that voicemail message and then goes, oh.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it is somebody messing with this.
Oh, wait, wrong number.
That sounds like Chew.
It does. 909 area code. I'll give that out.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I don't know where that is. It sounds like LA, though.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Hey.
I wanted to address Scotty B's thing about the temperature of beer. First of all, it's great to hear from you, Scotty B, after all this time. Uh-huh. Love you to death. Anyway, the serving temperature of beer. I think that whole diatribe is based on a very Fresno-esque perspective. For example, if you are ordering a beer in a beer garden in Fresno in August, you're probably going to want the serving temperature to be a lot cooler than if you're ordering a beer in San Francisco in November. You know? So yes, in Fresno in August, your beer is going to very quickly become quite warm. Whereas, San Francisco in November, it'll probably stay the same temperature for the remainder of your drinking. So the serving temperature should be based on, I guess, where you are and what this ambient temperature is in the area, right? So, I mean, I think the best temp to enjoy a beer is probably in the 40 to 50 degree range, right? But if it's going to take you 15 minutes to drink it and it's 108 degrees outside, then it's going to get, really warm. Hey, did I just get I think maybe I have a missed call. Anyway, I'm getting flustered, so I'm going to call it there. I love you guys. Cheers. Bye.
Bye, Paul. Don't call Paul when he's leaving us a voicemail, people.
Yeah, can you not?
Look what you did. We could have had another session of talk about that, and we called him. Messed it up. I've been trying to, while Paul has been talking and making good points, I've been trying to kick wax off of a bottle. This is a bottle that's been sitting in our thing. Enough gold! Our aging cellar for a long time. It is Al Green donated this beer to us. It is from Sailfish Brewing Company called Whiskey Trip, a bourbon barrel-aged imperial stout with coffee and chocolate. Sorry, Nick, you're not here. It's 2019. Number 3. Wow, batch number 3, 2019. It feels like it's solid in there. I'm not sure. Wow. I'm not sure liquid's going to come out. It feels like there's like no liquid in there. It feels like it's just like a chunk. Oh, nope. it came out. It's fairly thick. Uh-oh, I hope I'm okay. Oh, boy. This has been aging a few years here, or at least 2 years. Not getting them. The aroma's not real strong, but I definitely can get that whiskey alcohol. Chocolate's kind of, it's back there. That's pretty good. Yeah. Whoa, there's a little spike. Wow, where's Sailfish? And it's too small a print there. Sailfish is from somewhere, probably ocean, probably in the Atlantic somewhere. Thank you for this, Al Green, this beer that you probably forgot that you gave the show.
Hey guys, it's Paul again. I just wanted to explain my abrupt hang up, not like give a shit, but I had another call coming in and it sounded like I was getting the beat telling me that my 3 minutes was up, and so I got flustered and I didn't know where to go. So anyway, that's that. I still like beer. Still love you guys. Cheers and keep up the good work, guys.
Keep up the good work, guys. Yep. Hello, Walkman went dead. Damn it. Somebody remind me to put the batteries back.
God. Ted, don't forget to wind your watch.
Ted.
I think we got... No, that was it. That was it. Wrong call. So that's our traditional voicemails this week. Thank you, Paul. And wrong number person. That may or may not be a listener. Let's go to some email voicemails here on episode 424 of The Perfect Pour.
What's up, homies? Should you be here? Guess where I'm at, homie? At the Fontana Invitational? Not. I'm at the Ants and Robins Get It In Fontana, yeah. Homes. And I got a couple of people with me around here, homie. So I just want to pass the phone around. And they're going to say a couple words, homie. Hold on. Let me pass the wire, eh?
Hey, guys. Hey, it's Evil Circle. Hey, I'm still alive. Haven't called in for a while, but cheers out to you guys. And it's unfortunately, Colin Chini could not make it out. I guess there were some technical difficulties with the flights, but we're going to have a couple beers in their honor. So cheers, Colin Chini. Hopefully, you guys can make it out sometime soon.
Hey, guys, it's Robin. You didn't come. We're pissed off at you, too, but it's okay. We miss Colin and Janine, and we're going to hopefully get together over spring break. But having a great time, and so thankful that you could come and cook us some yummy, yummy ribs. It's been a really awesome morning, but have a great week.
Hey, guys, this is Ant. Again, we're missing Colin, Janine, also Kevin and Marie. Having some beers here, pouring some out for the homies that couldn't be here. Missing you guys, but hopefully we get together soon. And here is...
This is George.
And Sue.
You don't know us, but we're still pissed at you, too, that you guys couldn't make it.
So,
too bad you couldn't get here. I don't know who you guys are, but we wish that you were here sharing all these beers with us.
George sounds familiar.
All right, homies. I got just a little advice, a PSA or whatever you call it, from Chew to you. Before you go to a Get It and have a bottle share, don't fucking drink the night before, homie. Don't drink no whiskey. Oh, yeah. Don't drink no IPAs. Drink water and go memes so you can handle it. Why? Because I'm being honest. I just got hungover from last night, homie. And I'm drinking Pedialyte, and Ants gave me like two suppositories. So that's all I got to say, homie.
Personally,
so this is Chew Your Beer. We're running out of time. You have to watch it, homies. Peace out, eh?
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, man. Yes. That's good advice, Chew, that I sometimes forget. I think we all do.
Yeah.
You got
something like carb loading.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the same as carb loading for a race. Like eating a shit ton of pasta before you race the next day. You're like, fuck, I'm going to be drinking tomorrow. I better load up on beer tonight. Honey, what are you doing? You're drinking a lot of beer. Well, I got a big beer drinking session tomorrow, honey. I got to load up. I don't think you're doing it right. Oh, don't tell me what to do.
They're beefing it up.
Beefing it up?
Beefing it up. I'm going to beef it up.
Beef it up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having a little bad connection. This is totally on my end here. So I don't know if you guys are getting that. So don't chew your beer's advice. Don't load up on beer before a beer session. And we continue on. I think we got some more from Ants and Robins to get it.
What are the perfect porch? Will you be here? And guess what I'm doing? Driving. I'm car washing. Drive-through car wash. So I figure I'd give you a call. A little recap of the Fontana Get It. Obviously, you probably heard about it by now. The Collins and the Janines didn't make it, homie. Their flights got canceled. So we ended up just hanging out ourselves. We still had a miniature Get It while I was there, Holmes. We had to shut down the kissing booth like 10 minutes in because once Evil Circle showed up, he bought all the tickets, Holmes. He wanted all the kisses and hugs to himself, homie. He didn't want to share Chew with anybody else. That's it. I just want to say thank you to Robin and Ants, man. They're very amazing people, great hosts. I want to say what's up to my little boy, Shorty. Love that. That Shorty's my homie, bro. That's like my drinky. That's my drinking bud now, homie. What's up, Shorty? Also, want to give a shout outs to Evil Circle, man, for pulling up. That's it. Evil Circle pulled up with wearing some crazy ass Crocs. That's it. Also, big ups to the two friends that I got to meet. I forgot their names and I apologize, but really cool people. A lot of craft beer enthusiast people there. That's it, homie. You made some barbecue ribs. They dug into them. I had some Juan Pollo, homie. Juan Pollo, I always thought it was Pollos Hermanos from Breaking Bad, but Juan Pollo kind of kicks ass, homie. And it makes Pollo Loco want to, you know, work on their fucking recipe, I say. Other than that, homie, just a quick thing. Just wanted to say thank you to Anson Robbins again. Had a blast. That's about it, homie. I'm still in the car wash, and this is True Your Beer. Ya te guacho, homes. Peace out, eh?
Car wash. Listen, car wash, go. Thank you, Chew. Sorry, I don't have the car wash music behind you on that. Tape player is taking a battery dump on me. As we continue on.
I make up my own music.
You, all right, that's good.
Hey, Perfect Ports Wazoo. Just got back to the hotel from a little place called the Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden. Yeah, it's a there. You know, balmy 102 when I got there. Did have some nice chicken wings and a can of Summer Vibes, the delicious hoppy lager. And then chased that with a Ski Patrol light lager. Very delicious, refreshing beer. And then sat down in front of a fan and enjoyed something I haven't had in quite a while. Some may think it's crazy, but it's delicious. Sugar Pine Porter. Just a delicious, it's really Reggie, refreshing for Reggie a dark beer. Loves that beer. And then when I was all ready to head back to the hotel, the manager, fine gentleman, the manager of the Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden, recommended a beer called El Cap, the Imperial IPA, from said Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden, checking in at 9%. He said, there's a stovepipe can of that available. I said, well, that sounds like a fine idea, sir. So I grabbed that and also grabbed a stovepipe of the Valley Haze. So I will be sharing those beers with a couple of chocolate chip cookies. Yes, IPAs and chocolate chip cookies go well together. Chew Your Beer. A couple weeks ago, you called in asking about skunky beer that had never seen the light. I think you could look into or ask the brewers or the bar staff or whatever. One of the causes, I think, can also be if they're using a high proportion of Pilsner malt in the grist, that sometimes that can cause excessive sulfur buildup if they're not allowing it to vent well either during boil or during the cool. So that can give you a bit of a skunky flavor. And just another thought. Thank you to Courtno. She stopped by the Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden while I was there today as well and dropped off some Ale Trail t-shirts. So I got Ale Trail gear. Woo! Unfortunately, still haven't had a beer with Courtney. Maybe next month. Anywho, thanks, Courtney. Appreciate the heck out of that. That's all, fellas. Have a good show. Keep up the good work. Be safe. Mikey, be safe. Check your dates. No more 5-year-old Plinies. Jeez. Cheers.
Okay.
Bye. I'm in Fresno.
I will also agree with him. He was sweating before he got his hot wings from the food truck. So it was that. That's how it was outside today. So I don't blame him. And then, that did happen where he was getting ready to leave and he's like, I want to get some beer for the hotel room, but I don't want to carry a 4-pack or 6-pack. And I was like, if you're looking for just one more, a 19.2 of El Cap will send you more off into the night.
There you go. Well recommended. Ask the Esperks. If you don't know.
Ask the Esperks.
Oh, Robin has an email for us. So we don't get to read too many emails. So here we go. Hey guys, it's Anson Robin. We were trying to get this in under the wire. We need to say some thank yous for our Fontucky Get It. Super big thank you to Chew for an amazing barbecue experience. He explained everything about how to make some amazing ribs. Thank you, Chew, for your time and for hanging out. Even though we were super duper bummed that Colin and Janine's flight was canceled, we still had a nice time drinking with Chew, Evil Circle, and all our awesome friends, George and Sue. And I, Robin, want to throw out a quick apology to you guys because I'm not really pissed at y'all for not coming. Like I said in our drunken voicemail, you know we love you guys. Thank you again, Perfect Pour, for the amazing friendships you've brought into our lives. This is an amazing community. Keep up the great work, guys. Cheers. That's from Anson Robin.
Yay.
And checking the spam folder for any calls, and they seem to be okay. And this concludes our voicemail email segment of the program. Thank you everyone for participating. Please, you all can participate if you want to. You can also participate in the Friday night virtual get its on Zoom. If you look in the show notes, there's a link to the Discord channel Lagerline, and usually you can get into that Discord and find out the information you need, the password you need to get into the Friday night get its on Zoom.
Yes.
And so you can participate that way as well. Thank you guys for the content. Time to open up Untap and look what the hell we were doing last week. Let's start with Nick, the Nick 80 on Untap. Be his Untap friend.
I think I actually checked in.
Oh, how many check-ins do you have? You know, because I've got over 5,000 now, so I just want to make sure.
Total 2468.
Okay.
Unique 1961.
Oh, 1961. So you're 39 away from, I don't know, from 2000, maybe? Am I doing math?
Sure.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
I'm, yeah, I still got ways to my next. I got 56. More uniques till I get to 2,500. So, getting close.
Spoiler alert for Matt. We did a small road trip over the weekend and hit up some new places. And I had the earlier mentioned Sculpin on Draft.
Draft Sculpin. Indie Draft Sculpin.
The Burger Lounge. That was a very tasty Sculpin. Rather large Sculpin.
Rather large. We have large Sculpins.
Full disclosure, I saw the 12-ounce cans in the fridge, and that's what I ordered. I was like, oh, I'll get a Sculpin, and I point like towards the fridge. She turns around with a 20-ounce glass to the draft taps, and I was like, oh, okay.
She's like, oh, of course you meant a 20-ounce draft when you pointed to the 12-ounce can.
Good.
And luckily, the brother got one to make me feel less left at, or like, you know, sticking out like a sore thumb.
I love gold! They
have their little soda cups. And I just had this big-ass beer that I just sat down.
Big bro looking out.
Big-ass beer night at Bisla's.
Oh, what do you got there, Matt?
So the previous beer was Sticky Flowers from Slice.
Oh, wow.
This one is Wondrous Brewing in collaboration with Slice called Wonder Bud. Both of them are very filtered, very IPA.
Wow. It sounds like you did a little Wazoo Corvette action there.
These, I believe, were donated from Big Game James.
Oh, wow.
He was checking on the Raleys in the...
The Raleys.
Yeah.
In the...
Oakhurst?
What is that? Auburn?
Oh, yeah.
Area? Is that Auburn?
Yeah.
Yep. So, he felt it was... he needed some good Wi-Fi, a clean bathroom, you know.
Just give me some good Wi-Fi, a clean bathroom, and
you know, send some emails. You know, check the socials. Mm-hmm.
What else, Nick?
Wazoo did drop off some beer, but I did not get to bring that home this evening.
Boo! So.
Boo!
Next week. Next week. Next week. Next week.
See, if I brought home the beer from Wazoo, I probably wouldn't have made the show. So.
Yeah. It was a tough call.
Yeah.
Nick, do you have more?
Yeah. Moonraker pulled a fast one on me.
Oh.
I had the Yojo from Moonraker.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
The label just says IPA. I'm like, okay, cool.
I like just IPA. Hazy.
It was a hazy beer.
Oh, they gotcha.
The best. The best. It's got me. I had a therapist from Dust Bowl Brewing Company.
Always heard of it.
Dude. Another Dust Bowl beer. This one was at Yard House. It was Tomorrow's Clear, their mm-hmm. West Coast IPA.
Had it.
Had it.
That's a good one.
Had a my holiday Labor Day weekend beer was Make It Easy from Bike Dog Brewing. Nice West Coast IPA from mm-hmm. them. Had a Pliny too. Not unique, but you know.
Wasn't 5 years old.
Was not 5 years old.
Oh, okay. Just a regular old Pliny.
Regular Pliny.
And that's it, then, Katie?
It felt like I had one more. Oh, so we went to a show last week. It was part of the road trip. And as Bearded Brewer, I'm sure we'll want to tell you, the price of the beers was so damn outrageous, we opted not to drink.
Wah! Damn it. I hate that. You didn't just go for the one and milk it?
Not even one was worth it.
Dang.
When they're selling $3 cans, you know these are $3 cans in any store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even a tall boy like a 19.2.
Mm-hmm.
$3. Easy. And they're selling for $17.
Ooh, yikes.
No.
You just won't do it. Won't do it, can't do it.
But right now I am drinking a psychic advisor from There Does Not Exist, and I am happy.
That's a good beer. Well, as we wait for Matt, I will... let's see, what did I do? Well, just to give you an update, that 5-year-old Pliny, the next day, you're like, well, you know, what happens to you the next day after drinking a 5-year-old beer? I was fine. Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing abnormal.
You still haven't died?
Nope. I still haven't died.
Okay.
I seem to be just, I had a normal post recording day. So.
No unusual Snapchat.
Old Pliny's. No, I don't. Not that I recall. I don't think I got on my Snapchat and did anything. What, you never know?
You never know.
My normal routine of the next day after a recording of the Perp War. Let me look at my Snapchat. What did I do? What do I need to delete right now?
Right. What shrubs do I need to fix?
Oh, boy. Ooh, boy. Ooh, I really went for it last night. Ooh, delete, delete. Let me see who's seen it. Let me see who's seen this. Oh, Nick, Matt. Okay, I'm good. Nobody, they don't care.
Or maybe they care, but not enough to report.
They're disgusted, but they won't tell the missus about it. they won't say anything. They're fine. Did you know that Mike got into Snapchat last night and was like jumping in the pool and doing all kinds of crazy stuff? Just thought you should know. Nick.
He went in with shorts on. Came out without them.
He showed everyone how he went in with shorts on, and then he didn't have them on anymore, and he kept the video going. Purposely. Pretty sure it was on purpose. I don't think there was any, like, oopsie.
Oopsie daisy.
Oopsie daisy. After that plenty, Toppling Goliath is just a regular thing in town now, or just one of the breweries we have in town now. I had a pseudo sue 4-pack going with that. All nice beer. I had my first Oktoberfest beer of the year, Samuel Adams Oktoberfest. It's got the orange, makes you think it's a pumpkin beer, but it's not.
It is October.
It's just an Oktoberfest.
Yes.
So don't get scared if you're a pumpkin beer hater that Samuel Adams Oktoberfest. It's just an Oktoberfest, but they made it look like a pumpkin beer on the label. I don't know what that's about, but maybe it helps sell the product. No. Just put an orange label on it. It'll sell.
But it's not a pumpkin beer.
Doesn't matter. Dumb fucks won't know.
I'd like to return this.
I like to return this. Not enough pumpkin. Moonrakers, the good IPA.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, you like that. It's a New England IPA, though, Nick.
Yes, but I like it.
Yeah, it is a good beer. I enjoy it. Got it at the Whole Foods. And an interesting one from Revision Brewing Company called Playification. It's like a New England. It's kind of weird. I wasn't that into it. It wasn't bad. I had a 4-pack of it, so I chanced it and drank all four, but I wasn't that excited with it. So that was me, Dorktown, on Untapped. Bearded Brewer 87. What did you have at the concert? There's rumors that you had no beers at the concert.
I was here when he was talking about
that. Oh, okay.
There were no beers had at the concert.
That Boo. Was
the first thing I looked at when we walked. That was the second
thing that I looked at. The first thing that we looked at was a line of people fighting over two porta potties. Wondering if that's what we were walking into.
Insufficient porta potties.
There were plenty of bathrooms. Oh, plenty of bathrooms.
Inside. People were panicking initially, like, oh, shit, this might be the only bathrooms. Let's all get in on this. But turns out it's all cool.
But the next thing that I looked at was the beer stand, and I saw there was a couple of things cheaper, but I just saw it was like beer can, $17. And I was like, nope,
not going to do it. Not going to give you the satisfaction.
That's right.
I have plenty of 20s in my wallet, but I'm not going to give it to you.
They're coming home with me.
Oh, they weren't even taking cash.
Oh, yeah. No cash. Right, zero cash. Cashless. I can see that for an event right now. You don't even want it. Like, you probably have problems getting enough cash together. Banks are like, I'm not giving you all this free fives and ones. That, what else? Did you have something at home your home drinking experience?
Been to Spokeasy lately, and they have a lot of their does not exist. So the solar static has been a frequent flyer. The haze from Beechwood has been a frequent flyer.
Nice.
The cosmic distancing, which is the pale ale from there, does not exist. And then from Moxa, there is To the Moon.
To the Moon, Alice.
And there's...
These days...
Liquid Gravity's had a liquid
Gravity San Luis Obispo's Liquid Gravity Brewing. Normally tap it.
What is it called?
What's up here? Did you not check it in, Matt?
There's a lot of people that have checked in Liquid Gravity. I don't want their IPA.
How about the IPA?
Trying to find.
Well, we'll wait. We're fine. You know, we're not on a meter.
Grill Shot.
Grill Shot. Oh, yeah. Had it. I can see it right now in the studio. Casa Grande, it's a collab beer.
6.6% IPA. Super drinkable. Easy drinker.
Easy drinking.
That's been on draft at Goldstein's, and I will not admit to how many of those I've had over the past week.
Undisclosed amounts.
Yeah, undisclosed amounts.
All right. Some good drinking. We did some good drinking. We had fun. Everybody's cool. Everybody's good. Having a good week. Looking forward to this week. We were talking earlier, Matt. Does La Maison Kebab have beer?
They are full bar, I believe.
Oh, geez. Oh, good. I can get a margarita. Because it'll go backs playing Friday. So I'm contemplating whether I'm going or not. Oh, how about some cheers, Nick?
Hey, what? Been caught sleeping. cheers to the raddest of Rad Stacey's.
Yeah.
Rad Stacey.
Also, yes, I second that.
I'll put it.
Yes. And Pittsburgh Tom, also cheers, with both of them having birthdays.
Sorry, keep going. Pittsburgh Tom, cheers. Rad Stacey, cheers. Rad Stacey is no longer at Firestone Walker now to give a Rad Stacey update. She's into the coffee scene, apparently.
So now how do we feel about Firestone?
I don't know.
Still doesn't make me like 805.
No matter what you do, you're not going to make me like 805. You don't even do 805 day anymore.
So I kind of feel weird now because like there's like this, it's called like the Craft Beer Trust instead of the Brain Trust. So it's like a group chat we're all in. And I believe Doug is still slinging the beers at a local outdoor bar. But like everybody else in the group is like out of the industry and is like, do we need to like rename this to just like
former
evangelical
industry
or maniacal or disgruntled group chat? Something needs to happen.
How about getting back into beer? You can keep the name.
Yeah.
Nick, sure, any more cheers?
There's some cheerses.
All right. Matt, do you have some cheers to share?
Cheers. Just out to Brian or Wazoo Corvette. It was cool to see him. It was, our conversations are very broken when he stops by because it's like the midst of my work day. So we'll like have a ongoing conversation in bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And he did check in from the hotel with, I don't know how he got a pint glass, but there's a pint glass in his hotel room.
Baggage. And, he's got to bring that.
He comes prepared.
Yeah. And there is chocolate chip cookies. Mm-hmm. And there is said beers that he took to the hotel room.
Good pairing, chocolate chip cookies.
As the brother said, cheers out to Rad Stacy, former two-time clam jammer.
Clam jammer. Hey, if the even if Rad Stacy's out of beer, if she wants to get the clam jam back together, I'm all about it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have if they want to come into the studio and you guys be there, hey, even better. Just me and the clam jam. I'm here.
You will handle the clam jam on your
own. I'll handle it just fine.
Always down for a clam jam.
Yep. Always.
That's a tie for the show name with the should you filter your Nelson hopped IPAs?
Yeah. That's kind of a serious question title there.
Nelson's kind of like
people think we're like a serious beer show, and they're like, they talk about serious beer stuff.
Like, should you filter your Nelson IPAs?
Like, oh god, it's one of those shows. You're gonna like talk about how you fucking filter your beer for half an hour.
But you put Mikey handles a clam jam, and suddenly, yeah, go through the roof.
Mikey gets in on the clam jam. There's your title. That's going to be the most downloaded episode we've had. Well, shit, I got to hear about this.
Yeah.
I don't care about this, like, are we going to hop our Nelson or not?
DDH Nelson.
That's why we're number 7 in the podcasting game. Okay.
Yeah.
The doctor. That's right. Like, we're 98th in Belgium. We popped up on the, I think it was Brazil or Hong Kong it was Australia food shows. We're like 248th or something on their food chart. So
top 250.
Look out.
We'll take it.
Look out. We're rising. Thanks to you guys for listening.
It's probably Senor Fern. Good friend of mine lives down in Australia now.
There it is. This is the guy. We have one guy down there in Australia, like big bump in the charts.
It was a local craft beer head. Found an amazing human being that lives in Australia. So he
did it.
Started a new life over there.
Is he on 90 Day Fiance? That sounds like a 98 Day Fiance thing going on.
Might as well have been.
Yeah, the producers of 90 Day Fiance should have hooked up with them. They would have got a good.
It's kind of interesting though, like when like your friend just like shows up and you're like, oh, this chick's really cool. Oh, she has an Australian accent, and then he's like, sorry. Oh yeah, no, she's from Australia. I'm probably going to move there someday with her.
Well, that's because she's from Australia.
Yeah. We've had I mean, so many world travelers come through the place because of the national parks nearby. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes sense. But when one of your friends is like, no, yeah, I'm probably going to move there someday and start a new life. And you're just like, oh, okay. And they do. They did. He did.
All right. Have but, a first us.
Cheers out to Brian DeBates of the Stereo Hopeful. He was hanging out this evening in the garden. Got to say hi to him.
Oh.
I think we like shoulder bumped at some point. I think he listens to the show. I believe he does.
Yeah.
Cheers out to the Jasons from Grayview. They were also hanging out this evening.
Nice.
And I think you guys might be picking up on where I'm going with this, but I was late to the podcast because we had a comedy show. A laughs and drafts, if you will.
Laughs and drafts.
Zane Lamprey.
Zany laughs and drafts.
No, very entertaining Zane, fellow.
That is this a beer geek guy? What's his name again? I'm sorry. Stepped on it.
Zane Lamprey.
All right. Is that the comedian that plays tap rooms and he actually seems like he enjoys beer? He's not like pretending.
He does enjoy beer. Okay. And he does play tap rooms.
All right. Does all those things.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's played a number of breweries. He's done a number of dates. I think he said he was over 80 days on the road just now. So,
whoa. He's gotten Corona 8 times.
That's, we won't go there. There's,
no. Sorry.
There's a comedian that, yep, no, we won't go there. Different comedian, different topic, not worth bringing up on the show.
Well, there you go. There's some good cheers, right? You good?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good.
Good. Cheers to our golden gods, as always, our golden gods via the website Patreon, patreon.com/perfectpour. Donate money to the show every month. And because of the way Patreon's set up, it enables us to give the golden gods extra content. And usually that means the tailgate, which is the stuff before the show, stuff us getting ready to start recording, and then occasionally a post clip. If it's good enough to make the cut, we'll get a post clip in there as well. And you also get listen to the episode slightly earlier than everyone else. So. And then whatever else we can fit in there. So thank you all to the Golden Gods. Keeps us going every month. Keeps the lights on. We appreciate that. Cheers to Adult Swim on the Cartoon Network. It's 20 years now. 20 years of Adult Swim. So cheers to Space Ghost, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Squidbillies, Metal Lockablips. Those are all some of my favorite Adult Swim programs. Under the ocean. They had a base under the ocean. What was that one?
Sea Lab 2021.
Thank you. Good job, Matt. Oh, and it was 2021 too, huh? Dang. Now we're living in Sea Lab time. Yeah. Is there a Sea Lab out there?
Do you want the mustache on or off? Too bad.
C-Lab, very underrated program. But cheers to all the Adult Swim. Glad it's still going strong. And I know they're working on new Milwaukee books content. I want to say, I think there was talk, I may even said it on the show, I think there was talk of Aqua Teen Hunger Force stuff too coming back, but I'm not exactly sure. Rad Stacy, we covered Rad Stacy. Steve from Blue's Clues. Speaking of returning, Steve from Blue's Clues returned to give a nice wholesome message for the 25th anniversary of Blue's Clues. So I just know Blue's Clues from watching with my daughter when she was a young tyke. And I remember the sad day when Steve went off to quote unquote college and left the show. So Steve came back and did a little nice message and made all the Blues Clues watchers cry. So cheers to Steve. And just cheers to everyone that shares the show, talks about the show, hangs out with us every week. We appreciate you, and thanks for doing that. That's the only reason we're here is because people are listening, man. Not doing it for ourselves. We could do this for ourselves all day. We don't need any recording equipment. We can hang out and talk about Nelson, whether it should be hopped, hazy or not, all day.
But he's the Nelson.
We record it so you can listen to it. So hope you appreciate that. PerfectPortPod.com is the blog website. You can go to see all the links. The show notes and your podcast player has links as well. Check all those out. And that's really all you need to know. So be careful with your Nelson this week. Yeah. You know, be responsible with your Nelson hops.
Responsibly.
Just hop responsibly. All you homebrewer listeners out there, hop responsibly. I like that. It seems like homebrewing is in a downturn as well as craft beer. Like, it's sort of, they're going together. There isn't like any kind of home. You would have thought that the pandemic would have just blown up homebrewing, but
No, it's the one thing you can do is go out and get drinks.
Yeah. They're like, I can still go out and get drinks. I'm not going to make it. So, everyone, have a great week. Mm-hmm. Be safe. Have the fun. First, check your
dates.
There it is.
CYD.
CYD. Jeez, wait.
Is it even date season? I don't know.